middle of learning the, you know, anyone ever listened to to Rabbi Avigdor Miller? He has a tape called The Aseres Hadibros of Marriage. I think it's the most popular tape. The Aseres, we have over here in this Aruch HaShulchan, The Aseres Hadibros of Mezuzah. The 10 laws of Mezuzah. That's what we learned yesterday in Chof. Page 184, Siv Rish, Pevav, Yischof, now to Chof Aleph. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is going to dissect the Aseres Hadibros of Mezuzah, and basically say that we don't pass like the Rambam. We already told us yesterday that he doesn't, the three of the ten, he takes issue with, but now he's going to really take issue with almost all of them, piece by piece. So, Ois Chof Aleph, the first law we learned in the Rambam is, a room, in order for it to be chayv in mezuzah, must have an area, a space of 4 amos by 4 amos. So he writes, Dalet Amos Ketzad Kosav Rambam, Daish Ein Boi Dalet Amos, Al Dalet Amos, Potim Ena Mezuzah, Vim Yesh Boi Kedei Lirabea, Dalet Amos, Al Dalet Amos, Beshove, Af Apishu Ogul, Oy Baal Chomesh Zovios of 5 corners, The Ein Tzarech Loimar, it goes without saying, Shem Choy Orko Yeser Al Rachboi, Hoyl, V'yeshboi L'rabbe Dal Ramos Al Ramos Chayim B'mezuzah Ad Kan L'shani. So the Rambam passes a very important halacha that when we say Dal Ramos, we mean 16 square amos, which our purpose is 4 by 4.
You have to be able to inscribe. Dal Ramos Al Dal Ramos.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it has to be inside.
You have to make a inscribe. The yesh for the rabeya dalrams. You must have a square. You must have a square inside of this room. If you do not have an area that is a square that has exactly 16 square amos, then that's it. Forget it. You're not chayven mezuzah. Period. But what about if you have a room that you have a surface area of 16 square amos, but it's not a square. It's wider. It's one area. It's wide. One area. It's short. There are 5 corners. V'chulu. According to the Rambam, you are a potter from a mezuzah. This is the chumrah of the Rambam. However, v'atur b'shem a rosh chaylik alav. The Tor disagrees. The name of his father, Rosh, as you laid the dafka meruba be'inon. The be'inon acher. The Binyan Acher Lo Chazi Lo Dio. I think it's the other way around.
Hi,
the Rambam. Look at the Rambam again. Rambam,
no, I think this just means that the thing has to be square. Even if it's bigger, it has to be square. You can't have a circular area, even though you can inscribe the Dalet Amos. It's not good enough. I don't know.
But let's read again. I think the Rambam is saying do not need a square. Look at the Rambam. We're going on. Let's start again. Let us clarify this. Let's start again. Chof Aleph. I think it means you can not a square.
So you can find
a surface area. The rabbi means you can find a surface area.
You don't need a mezuzah in a circular room.
If you don't have a square, that's the question.
And everybody admits it.
If you have a square, the question is, let's the surface area. Inside of the circle, you cannot inscribe a square that's 4 amos by 4 amos. But the circle is wide enough where, according to the mathematical formula, you have inside the surface area that is equivalent to 4 by 4. Or you have that's very narrow. It's only 2 amos wide, but it's 6 amos in length.
Eight
or 8 amos in length. 8 amos length, 2 amos wide. So in that situation, you have the surface area of dalet by dalet, but you don't have a square of dalet al dalet. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam seems to say it does in my yechayef. If you have the surface area of dalet al dalet, which means kedel lerabea, it doesn't mean a square. You can discover that surface area yechayef. Look at the word one more time. V'im yesh b'kedil l'rabeya. L'rabeya means you can find the surface area of this that would normally be a square of dalid al dalid. Dalid amas al amas b'shaveh. Af al pishu ogul, even though it's round. Oy bal chomesh, zovios. V'ein tzachlam, it goes without saying, shim chayor orgo yeser al rechbo. Hold the yesh boy, since that theoretically speaking, the surface area is there. And if you were able to Photoshop this room, you'd be able to manipulate its space, you'd be able to maneuver its space, and you'd be able to come up with a certain thing of Dalai Lama Sal Ramas. Chaya b'mezuzah ad kan l'shoinai. V'atur b'shem ha-rosh chodiko. V'shulei didafko m'rubinan. It must be a perfect square. You have to have a perfect square of Dalai Lama Sal Ramas. Chaya b'mezuzah d'bin require, d'bin achal lo yichazil di why? His lomis. Because it's a dira. What is chayvin mezuzah? A makom dira. If it's not a square, you can't live there. It's just not comfortable. Rabbeinu Habeis Yosef Chuya Ker Rambam. He is the Meis Yosef. Is machmir like the Rambam. Besif Yud Gimel. V'lo hevi klal das harosh. Ach yemes yesh oid kadmoinim shasoyim kerosh. Ulechein therefore the Or Hashokah is coming over to be cholik on the Meis Yosef. It's coming over. But bottom line is yikbeena b'loy bracha. Okay, it's the Shachi quotes. Or yivarech alacheres v'yichavin laatzeis gam aleha. The sheer Dal Ramas Lefi Mida Shalonu Bimidinas Rusya, who Gimel Adoshin. I don't know what that is, but who, whatever this is, Echad Kibloshin Rusya, Kvar Be'arnu Bezebechashimish, but Simon Rey Shit Chas. For us, it pretty much is 6 feet. Okay, an Amma is 18 inches. That's pretty much how we paskin. Chazanish holds that it's double, it's 2 feet. Okay, that's a Chumrah. I don't know if the Chazanish is a Halach, we just mean it's a Chumrah. But basically, if you have a room that is 6 feet, you have to have a square. If you have a square 6 feet by 6 feet, 36 square feet, then you have it in mezuzah deraisa, you can make a bracha. Halacha lemaisa, if the room is not a square of 16 feet by 16 feet, you do, I'm saying a 16 feet by 6 feet, by 6 feet, 36 square amas, you do not make a bracha on this room alone. On this room alone, you make a bracha on something else and also put up a mezuzah here, but this is not enough according to this how he's coming to Paskin, even though it's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and there's not the Shit the Rambam. He wants to tell us over here that the halach is like the Rosh, because the Rosh is not alone. The Rosh has partners in this Pesach halacha, and that's enough at least for us not to make a bracha in such a situation. Halacha base. Yeah?
What's the Yom class of lessons? If the square is like 2x4.
No, then you don't make a bracha. No, if it's less, you're not chayvin a mezuzah. Like a little a closet.
A closet?
A closet. No, you don't make a bracha.
You don't make a mezuzah.
No mezuzah, period.
My lad think of the mezuzah, because I have one on it.
On a closet, you don't need a mezuzah? But first of all, there's no law, you have to clarify. If it's not a room, if it's an entranceway, let's say you have multiple entranceways. We have to clarify this. This law is not supposed to be. Let's say you have multiple.
There's a door to this very small closet,
and the closet itself does not have an area of 36 square feet.
Yeah. But when you walk from the closet into the bedroom, let's say.
In the bedroom itself, there is a door with two mezuzahs and a mashkaif. And it goes into a little room that does not have 36 square feet.
Right.
No mezuzah. You can take it off.
But coming in.
But let's say you have very common. You have a door. You have a post that leads into another room, and the first door, between the first door and the second door, like you have these what are called the guard from the wind. Very common. You have a storm door.
Yeah, but that has no space behind.
Yeah, it's not a but that could be only one mezuzah. But let's say that's
you mean like a foyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you come into the old house, so you have two doors. So you have a door, and then you have like a space of like a few feet.
Sometimes you have a little closet in there.
Yeah, but
no. So the closet, but this is the entrance hall. Like I know where I know where I live.
In the entrance hall, they got to put a little closet. For
that's
hall.
On the
right,
side.
So that's on the side. But let's say when you walk in, I know where I walk in. I walk where I live. You walk in, so there is a door. And then there, in between, there's two doors, door one and door two. And in between door one and door two, there's less than 4 feet. There's a very small area. You do not have 36 square feet. Why there are two doors? Because in the olden days, you're supposed to first close the first door before you open the second door, so a gush of wind should not come into your home. That's the part of construction. You have to have two sets of doors, so you never expose directly to the outside. You can close the first door before you open the second door. There is not 36 square feet. Are you chayvin a mezuzah? Yes. Why? Because it's still a door is still leading into the bigger room where there is 36 square feet. Since these two doors, sets of doors, are all your path to lead into a room where there is at least 36 square feet, you are chayv in mezuzah. This halacha is only where you have a closet. You have a room, and this door is opening up to nowhere other than just a storage room, or even whatever you have a teeny little room in there. And that teeny room that you open up into does not, a laundry, like there's any kind of laundry rooms. You have a washer and a dryer. You have a washer and a dryer in a very tight space. And in the room where you have the washer and the dryer, or just the washer, or just the dryer in this little teeny space, you don't have 36 square feet. You're potter from a mezuzah. It's not a cheder which is chayav in a mezuzah. You have to have at least 36 square feet.
And even in this scenario, which you come in a foyer, and usually the foyer ends with a closet to put in clothes, shoes,
no, but
umbrella.
Let's say, and so I discussed that case.
So you need
right. That's true. That is correct. If you have a foyer that leads into a closet, and the closet is not chayv in the mezuzah,
yes,
and the foyer is not large enough, then you know, there's no chayv in the mezuzah. That is correct. But if you have a little opening, a door which opens up into an area that is less than 36 square feet, but that second opening opens up into a big room,
yes,
then both entranceways are chayv in the mezuzah, because the first entranceway is not really opening up into a little room. It's really part of the process of going into a much larger room, so you chayv in the mezuzah. But where it's a dead end and it's not leading into a place where you have a much larger room, then in a chanam, you put it from a mezuzah. Okay, so some people, they put up mezuzah on these things, they're not chayv in the mezuzah. And certainly no bracha, there's no bracha to put in mezuzah. Okay, believe that hopefully we'll get to more practical halacha at the end. But let's just first go through the yisoidis. Halacha beis, v'zeh shakasa v'shatiyah lo yitshtei mezuzahs marashkot. Then we go to the next halacha. The Rambam says, in chayv and mezuzah, you have to have two posts. One on the left, one on the right, and then you have to have a mashkot, you have to have the lintel on top. Yisbar b'simin reish pei zayin b'seh d'shmai v'zeh shakasa v'shatiyah lo yitikra. That's going to be seen later on. Typically, you have to have the room has to be covered. Let's say it goes out to a balcony. The room is not covered, so again, we don't pass like this. But according to the Rambam, Kasav Rabbeinu Habes Yosef B'Sim Yudal B'Bayit She'in Lo Tikra Potter is exempt. Hoya Miktsasa Mekur Mekaru Miktsasa In Mekaru Im Hoya Kiru Kinegin HaPesach Chayef B'Mezuza V'Hu Shiyah B'Mekaru Dal Ad Kan L'Shonu V'Zeh Gam Kein Divrei HaRambam V'Haru Adin Im Yesh Lo L'Rabbeh Dal. According to the Rambam, what happens if you have a very big room and the vast majority of the room is not covered, it is open, there is no roof, but the first area when you come out of the door, the very first section is covered, there's an awning, you open up the door, you come into it, there's an awning, and that awning has a square area of 36 square amas. According to Ram holds, even if it's not a square, even the Rambam will admit that you're chayv in a mezuzah, because even though the majority of the room does not have a ceiling, but since the first section of the room that you come into does have a ceiling for an area of 36 square feet, you're chayv in a mezuzah. We learned yesterday, halacha l'maaseh, we do not paskin like this. We paskin that it's a room. If there's no ceiling, you're still chayv in a mezuzah. If this is where you live, or even if you don't live, we paskin, even if you don't live there, even if it's for kelim, you're chayv in a mezuzah. Next halacha.
It's not the kelim.
It's not what?
It's not the kelim. You can have a utility room. It basically just has the meters in it.
If it's 36 square feet, that was the machloekes. If you chayiv, so we pretty much pass you are chayiv. That's what it seems. It seems it's only for kelim, utility room. I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. I'm very weak in this opinion. But we pass in that a base heaven, a base oitzer is chayiv in the mezuzah.
Yeah, base heaven is a.
It's storing kelim. So it's storing. It's a room. It's a room. It's an empty room. It's a storage room. If it has the dimensions, many times these rooms don't have the dimensions. The utility rooms, they're very very small. So then it will be potter. But if it's a big utility room in a chalam, it will be chayef. Okay, let's go to the next halacha chav dalet. Vida, I'm sorry, chav gimel. Halacha chav gimel. Vida. The b'shnei dinu ha'elu boin bo. We require. This only applies to where it's a chet, as I just mentioned, where it's an independent room, or it's the opening with the door which opens to the outside into an area outside, there's no roof. Aval. Here's the point we mentioned before. If you have a little room And this room is the foyer. This room is the Pesach which leads into the home. Avlam ye im nechnasim echider zel lechider godol umikoyra. And the large room is has a roof. Bivadai ha Pesach shel hakatan oy einoy mikoyra ha nechnas la godol, or even a large room that has no roof. O leha mikoyra chayev b'mezuzah mitzad ha cheder ha sheni shuhu loy makom yitzia. Because now it becomes makom yitziv v'chein chayru ha-gadol echad, and that's how we paskin, Rekiv Eger, v'hechrach loy markein didal ha-katan oya eini mekayru, besides the katan eini mekayru, mikan, v'ha-gadol ha-mekayru chaya b'pesach, sheyoytze mimenu oy nechnas me'lov, yichaya from that entrance. So basically, to review the basic ideas, like we said before, if you have, like, it's very common, especially in a lot of the older homes. I don't know, today, new construction today, they do things very, very different today. But in the olden days, in the old houses, it's very common that when you walk into your front door, there is another door. Okay,
sometimes it's just an archway.
There's an archway, or even if you have a door, and you come into a teeny little room. And from there are doors going into the bias. So that teeny little room does not have the dimensions of Dalit Amis and Dalit Amis. Or sometimes you have an opening which there is no roof. And you go into that, and then from there you go into the place where there is a roof. You have an archway, like a porch. Okay, you have an open porch. Okay, well, whatever. And there's an archway. There's some type of Tzuras HaPesach. So you'll say, well, feed the Rambam. It's we don't pass the Rambam anyway. I'm going to get this. But feed the Rambam. If there is no roof, you put in a mezuzah. That is correct when that's where the room ends. The room itself, there's nowhere to go from that room further. But if this open area or this little teeny room, which does not have 36 square feet, is an entranceway into a larger room or a room that has a roof, which is your beis dira, then all of the openings leading into that place require a mezuzah. Okay. Now, next, halacha chav dalet. The Rambam is machadesh, that must have a door. That would be a very great leniency. If we could rely upon that today, you could knock out half of the mezuzahs that we have today. Because half the mezuzahs that we have today are all places where there are no doors. Okay, it's very, very common to have today all over the place, wherever you go, there are archways, Atzuras HaPesach, and there is no door. So according to the Rambam, you don't need a mezuzah. The Rambam gave parnasa to Seferim. The fact that we don't pass like the Rambam, it was gives parnasa to all the seifrim to write. I would bet that probably 50% of the mezuzos today are affixed to places where there are no doors. And the Rambam says in all of those situations, you do not require a mezuzah. V'zeh shekosav sheyiloy delosos kvar kosavnu sherabim chok malzeh. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Rabbein Rabbi Yosef b'sifra hagodol hechuya in the Beis Yosef he paskins deloy kerambam umikol mokim. Hevi Daitai, he does quote him, Hashulcha b'shulchan aruch, simin tezayin, v'zeh l'shoinai, habayis, avav yish'ein lo'i delosos, chay b'mezuzah, v'yesh misha poiter. There are those who pass when you're exempt, and who is that? That is the Rambam Adchan l'shoinai. Ulefi zeh, evshar, d'yikfe b'loi bracha. So therefore he wants to suggest the Aruch Hashulchan, this achidit, I don't know if we pass like this, that if you put up a mezuzah on the Pesach, that has no door, you should not make a bracha. V'yesh b'zeh chumru l'das ha-Rambam, v'goyin im kava ha-mezuzah koydem t'lias ha-delosais. And it comes out to be something very interesting. According to Rambam, let's say you put a mezuzah before there were doors. And then you decide, you know what, you want to add doors. So now it's going to be taseh v'loy min ha-osis. So if you the Rambam, you mechuyev to take off the mezuzahs and put them back on. And it comes out also to do construction. Okay, it's a very interesting idea. According to Rambam, it's not a joke. Let's say they install in your house carpet, or they put down a new floor. And many times they put down carpet, a new floor, you can't close the door. So they take off the door, and they have to shave it down. They charge you another $100. For every door, they charge you a fee to go and to cut down the door. So after they go and they put down a new floor, or they put down carpet, you'll be able to shut the door. So they take down the door, they take it off the hinges, and they shave it down, or they whatever they do to the door, and then they put the door back up. According to the Rambam, your mezuzah is our puzzle. Because once you take down the door, the opening is potter from a mezuzah. There's a Pesach, two mezuzahs and a mashkot, and there's no mezuzah. It's potter. Now, when you put the door back up, the mezuzah is already there. It's taseh v'loy min ha'asui. There's an order. You first have to have the mezuzahs and the delis, and then you put the mezuzah. If you put on the mezuzah when there is a mashkot and mezuzah and there is no door, and you put the door on later, you've gone out of sequence. It's not a kosher mezuzah. So it comes out that if they come to your home to do construction and they take off the door, you have to take off the mezuzah and put the mezuzah back on after they put on the door. No, without a brach, because we don't go like the Rambam 100%. We don't pass it. It's a chumrah.
We don't pass it like the Rambam, you know, have to take it off.
Right. So he's saying, but he's saying you should play both sides. He's saying you should put up a mezuzah, just don't make a brach, he says. Or HaShulchan says.
Yes, but he doesn't say the other case. Okay.
He's saying, Marcus, he is saying, look what he says, Wolfi Zefsher, the Yesh Bizah Chumra, Gildas Rambam, Kigoin Imkava, Hamezuzah Koidem. If you put the Mezuzah Koidem Tlias Hadalosos, the Acharkach Tala Hadalosos, you're going to hang up a door, Leharambam Psulam Shemtasav Lemin Osui. Kavan, since Shenikba, it's the same idea, it's the same thing, Kavan Shenikba, Koidem Achiev. It's the same idea.
Furniture into the house.
The door.
They have to take the door.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to take the door down. So you should be aware that whenever you take off the door, I'm telling you, it's what it says here. We don't do this. We're not machber on this. You're right. The Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that people make a bracha on the door without it. We have no problem. And my impression is that you make a bracha on the mezuzah when there's no, you make a bracha. That means if you're making a bracha, you completely reject the Rambam. If you completely reject the Rambam, if someone takes down your door, it doesn't make a difference. It does not have any effect on the mezuzah.
What about a pocket door? You know, the door that goes into the wall?
Same thing. Oh, is that according to the Rambam called a door? I don't know the answer. Good question. That's a separate issue. A door which slides, a sliding door which goes into the wall, lefi harambam, is that called a halachic door?
Why wouldn't it?
Because you need a tzir. Maybe the Rambam holds a halachic door has a tzir, has a hinge.
So the
as
same
a hinge.
You door in the back of the house, let's say you have the sliding doors.
A sliding door, you're very good question. I don't know the answer. What does the Rambam hold?
Mashma is like the Rambam, because if you ever put an alarm system, you have to put a unique alarm system.
The Rambam was
in
installing alarms.
Because just like if you have a mezuzah, you've got to put the alarm system.
Okay, I don't. So let's review. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. I don't know. My impression is that we completely reject the Rambam. And that means in your home, if you discover you have an open way, you have many people who have this. You don't even realize. You look around your house. Oh, look at that! There's two mashkif and there's two mezuzahs and a mashkif yichav and a mezuzah. And you buy a mezuzah and you put it in the mezuzah. You make a bracha. Oh, but there's no door. We don't pass like the Rambam. He says here you should be chayish l'harambam. If there's no door, just because you have two mezuzahs and a mashkif, you should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. If you can be chayish for the Rambam and not make a bracha when you put up two mezuzah on a mashkev and mezuzah on a mashkev, you know what that means? That means if they do construction or if they're taking out your furniture and they take down the door and the mezuzah is still hanging and then they put the door back up, the mezuzah is pasul lefi the Rambam. It's tasav lemin
also. If you check your mezuzahs and yes, you take them off. So now the house has no mezuzahs.
Okay.
You have to put on other mezuzahs while your mezuzahs are.
That's a whole different shayla.
Wait, hold on a second. You took off your mezuzah temporarily,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
So why if you take off the door temporarily would that pass lemin
also? It's worse because there's no chiv mezuzah period. When you take off the mezuzah,
you take off the door. The chiv
remains. You're just checking it so you don't have to make a new bracha. But when you destroy them in the construction, you destroy the mahus. There's no chiyuv period. So according to the Rambam, the mezuzah is possible. It was put there in a state of taseh v'loy min ha'asui. It's not a kosher mezuzah. It's not being megan. You have to take it down and put it back up. It's a very big chum.
If you do construction, you can't live in the house without taking the doors off. They do major construction, you have a hole in the roof or whatever.
Why? No,
because
I don't know.
According to the Rambam, it has to have a roof, right?
According to the Rambam, so you have a roof. Well, you have a hole, it doesn't take away from the fact you don't have a roof. That's not a little hole is not going to affect the house. You want to say, let's say it's not chazi l'dil. We have it's machlekes, we've learned before, if it's not chazu l'dil. According, we pass in a mezuzah even in a closet. A walk-in closet is chayif. Even for kelim. No, we pass in mikra. Didn't even with the bracha. That's what it's okay. The machloikis, but the pashas is even with the bracha. We pass in the chedi that's miyuchet for kelim is chayiv in a mezuzah garage. However, many rishonim say no. It's only where it's miyuchet l'dira. So you're asking a question. Let's say there's a flood, or let's say there's some type of sandy. Exactly. Let's say there's some type of smell or whatever it is in the house. There are water bugs. And they're fumigating the house, right? They're doing something in the house where it's loy chazi l'di, they're painting, and it's poisonous. They tell you that they're poly on the floors, and they tell you it's toxic, you better get out of the house, it's mamash, sakonis nefashis, get out of the house for a week. It's not chazi l'dira. You have to get very good kasha. It's not chazi l'dira. You leave the house. It's not chazi l'dira, it's only chroyot l'storage. And now you come back a week later, so all the mezuzahs, it's not a joke. All the mezuzahs lefi that shita, they have to be taken and put back on. You're right. That's what it comes out. Do people do that? No. No one's going to do that because that's a big, big tircha. Take off all the mezuzahs. So that's such a big tircha. Then you rely upon the shitas. Because anyway, we pass the chay. Because anyway, halacha l'maaseh, we pass it. But here is a delus. For some reason, this is episode a little bit different. I've heard this before. I'm not telling you that this Aruch HaShulchan is a popular Aruch HaShulchan. There's an idea behind this. There's a din delas. We don't paskin lachatchila, but l'chayish. Make a bracha. He says here not to make a bracha. I don't think that's the accepted minhag. We do make a bracha. But it's very interesting is that when they take off the door, when you have a door, and they take it down, they put it up in the door, then, you know, if you're very serious about this, take off the mezuzah and put it back on. You got a bracha. Because really, you don't go that far, yeah.
I want to check practically in our house a lot of mezuzahs. So you should choose maybe one place where the first mezuzah they put in to make the brocha on that one.
On one
it will never come off, or practically a possibility will not come off, and then other mezuzahs.
Yeah, but the bracha is no longer active. Once you make the bracha and you meisiach das, the bracha that you made on that one mezuzah is finished. If you'll ever be an issue somewhere in the house to put up a mezuzah, you will need to make a new bracha.
But you can take off the other mezuzah, which is was covered with the bracha with the one.
I'm not sure I understand your question, but making brachas is a separate issue. When the brachas don't remain active, there is a hefsek. Once you are made siach das, you forget about it, then you have a new obligation to make a new bracha. Alright, just keep this in mind. It's interesting halacha, it's very interesting, very unique, people are not aware of this halacha. That's what it says. It's going to be tassel and nasi. Kevon shlikba ha-koydem achiv l'shar pa'iskim kasherah. In let's say a person does not have doors yet. Case of the asset, what should you do? Let's say a person is living in an area where there are no doors, right? For some reason they didn't bring the door, you're living at home, whatever this is. Yikva ha mezuzah beloy bracha. Okay, so you should put the mezuzah beloy bracha. Yitol ha mezuzah, you should take the mezuzah off, make the usa. V'yachzor v'yigba usa, you should put it back on. Then you never make a bracha. Isn't that strange? He's saying over here, you have a hechatim, so you never make a bracha. Yeah, you're living at home. Let's say you did construction. You move into a new house. Front door you have, okay. But let's say all of the bedrooms, the contractor did not yet install the doors. So you're living at home. So now what do you do now? So you put up a mezuzah, you don't make a bracha. Why not? Because the doors are not there yet. And according to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha. Then a week later, the contractor puts in the doors. So he puts in the doors. So now you have to take off the mezuzah and put the mezuzah back on. You can't make a bracha when you put the mezuzah back on. Because since the mezuzah was already there, you already were yoytzei. It's too late to make the bracha. If the mezuzah was already there...
No, but there's no here, according to this, someone from mezuzah.
Because
there's no door.
But now there's a door. So when you put up the mezuzah, you did not make a bracha.
Why did you put it up? There's no door there. What are you getting?
Because according to the opinions, that's a yechayv in the mezuzah. Machlokes. You want to be yotzei l'idei shneihem. You wouldn't be yoytze yidei shneim.
Right. So when you took it off and put it back on, that was according to the other sheet, it was unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
You shouldn't have done.
Unnecessary, and you can't make a bracha anymore because it's too late to make a bracha. Your chance to make a bracha expires. You have to make a bracha b'shas mais. So when you put up the mezuzah, you didn't make a bracha because you chayish l'shita sarama. That there's no chiyuv mezuzah. But you don't. But you're putting up a mezuzah because you're chayish for the shidduch that say you're chayiv in a mezuzah. So you have to make a bracha. Then you get doors. Oh wow, I got a door. Now even according to the Rambam, I'm chayiv in a mezuzah. But I have to. It's tasev lemon also. So I take it off. I put it back on. But when I put it back on, I can't make a bracha because since the mezuzah was here before, I just take it off for a second. I'm putting it back on. Maybe it's too late to make a bracha. You only can make a bracha when you put it on for the very first time. So it turns. So it turns out you're never going to make a bracha on this door.
We do that a lot. You want to satisfy this shot, you want to satisfy this
shot. That's a very controversial thing. Do we do it like that? The Mishnah Brura, if you notice, is a very big fan of this idea. The Mishnah Brura, every page of Mishnah Brura has such a statement, do this to the Yoytze Yidei Shneihem. Many points, that was a novelty of the Mishnah Brura, which brainwashed our generation in this idea of Lotzei Sidei Shnei. He's saying very good. Other Paiskim before the Mishnah Brura did not go for this. This idea of doing things to satisfy two opinions, you don't do that. You take one opinion and you stick with it, for better or for worse. You go 100%. The idea of trying to do things in a creative way to satisfy multiple opinions is a unique approach to halacha, which the Chafetz Chaim was a very big advocate of. And other Poskim are not. Other Poskim hold that's not how you should pass in halacha. In halacha, you take an opinion and you go with it 100%. The Rambam. The Rambam says, you don't need a mezuzah, there's no mezuzah. Finished. You learn like the Rosh, you put up a mezuzah, you make a bracha. Now we come along, Lotzei Sidei Shteihem. We put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Is that a proper approach to halacha? It's very controversial. Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting, Aruch HaShulchan is following the ways of the Mishnah Brura, and he's saying, yeah, he likes that approach.
There was an article that was salvage ago, Rabbi Lookstein, and he asked him some question about a self elevated chalice in this building. And he told Rav Soloveitchik, said, okay, I'll give you a pshat on this. And he gave him a cooler, but he said, you also have to take my kumbers. No, you can't go
shopping
around.
This is not sock shopping. This is a machlokes that I'm in the rush.
Robert Belsky, he was the only one that came out totally against filters for the water.
Yeah.
So, but Robert Belsky is very rough on most other things.
It's very machmir.
Well, I hold by Robert Belsky. Well, if you hold Robert Belsky,
how can you hold all the other things?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Well, that's an issue. This is a very common issue in halacha. He's saying it's very, very good. Exactly. Here, look what we're doing. Over here, he's saying incredible chiddush. I don't believe that we follow this. The impression I get is, I told you I could be wrong, is that when you put up a mezuzah on an opening where there is no door, you make a bracha, which means that we completely reject the sheet of the Rambam. Completely. And if that's why you make a bracha. And therefore, if they do construction in your home, they take down the door and they put it back on, you don't even make a bracha, you're done. If they take down the door, so what? The door has absolutely no effect on the mezuzah. The mezuzah is chayv mitzad, the mezuzah is in the mashkev. You can take down the door 100 times, it doesn't have any effect.
You take down the mashkev?
No, then you got a problem.
So when you replace your front door, usually it comes in a frame.
That's right.
Take the
well, they'll take down the mezuzah also. They'll take away the frame. They'll take the mezuzah with it. Make sure you take down the mezuzah before they take down your door.
Absolutely. Okay. Israel, they do have rabbanim who come to your house to check out where to put the mezuzahs.
They do have.
They do it here too.
Today you don't need, because say you have a smartphone. Tell you to take a picture. Give it. Email it to the rabbi. Today it's easy as pie. Today used to be like, I know that my father is awesome. My father used to have to go down to people's homes to look at the home. Invariably, they always have one place and have a shiloh of a mezuzah, one place. Can you come look at the house? So my father will come and say, you have not in one mezuzah, you have in 10 mezuzahs. You have a mezuzah here, a mezuzah here, a mezuzah here, a mezuzah here. Always, without exception.
They stop calling.
What is that? They stop calling, but that's what always happens. You need 10 mezuzahs. Okay, so, but, What was I saying? I remember. But this is an interesting idea. The Aruch HaShulchan over here is telling you to be chayish ledashneihem, and he's basically saying you're coming into a world where you're not making brachas in these situations, and even this lomisha case, you put up a mezuzah, and then they add a door, and then you take it down, you put it back up again. So because of being chayish ledashneihem, the result is you never made a bracha on this mezuzah. Isn't that bizarre? Mm-hmm. It sure is bizarre, but that's what it says. Do we follow this? Aruch HaShulchan? Not everything in Aruch HaShulchan we follow. We follow a lot of things. The coolest we follow. Whenever you need a kula and the Aruch HaShulchan is there, so you got it. Do we always follow the coolest? I don't know. Some things yes, some things not. Chof Dalet. Okay, next halacha. Halacha Chof Hei. V'zeh shekol sav sheyeh goyva yud tfachim. It must be 10 tfachim tall. Has to be not a shul. We already explained that the zman hazeh, so you're not chayiv in mezuzah unless you live there as well. We disagree with the Rambam. We pass like the Rosh. Even a storage facility is chayiv in mezuzah. Kvar nispar shecholkim Allah b'zeh. Period. V'yeshakosav sheyeh also l'diras kovoid. Okay, that halacha we already also discussed. Not a bathroom, kavar nispar, v'zishkos hashiyah, also l'diras keva. It has to be permanent, not a sukkah. It must be l'diras keva. Hachi perusha l'milutei kemo sukkah. If you have a sukkah, someone asked this question, right? You put up a sukkah, are you chayiv in a mezuzah? No, because it's a diras arai. You take it down when sukkahs is over. Kemo sukkah shiyah, diras arai. Rakat chaka sukkahs. The cabin in a boat, going on a cruise. So how long are you going to be on the cruise for? You're not going to live there forever. You can't afford to stay on the cruise on the ship forever. So it's only a temporary dira. We go on an airplane. Okay. So we go on the Dreamliner. Okay, El Al is rolling out their first Dreamliner, I think in 2-3 months.
Yeah?
Yeah. First Dreamliner. Anyone have tickets yet for the get on ticket on the Dreamliner? It'd be very interesting. What are they going to do there? They're going to squash in 600 people?
600?
What?
Probably
1,000
people.
Not 1,000. I think the max is like 600-700 people.
So they'll figure out a way.
They'll squash them in there. Okay, but these are massive planes. They can have the Amamish, a room like you have for a shear. You can have on those planes, you can have a place to daven. I think they said they can have a davening area on the Dreamliners.
Yeah.
A special davening area.
Well, that's where it did that now.
Go watch the videos. Go watch the videos online of all those Dreamliners. They're really amazing. I mean, they had to extend the runways, and many airports had to extend the runways to accommodate the Dreamliners. Because they need a lot more space to take off and land, and the taxiways also have to be expanded because they're like massive. So v'zeh lashna be. So these are both. It's called a diras arai. It's not called a diras keva. You cannot live on an airplane forever. It's only arai. Therefore, you're not chayv in a mezuzah on a diras arai in the cockpit or any cabin where they have a mezuzah and a mashkaif and 36 square amos, and it's covered with all the conditions. Every condition you want, you got. It doesn't matter. How long are you planning on staying on Air Force One?
I never got it. Before.
You're not going to be there very long. Not more than 4 to 8 years. So Mela, it's not going to be, it's not a diras keva. V'zeh losh nebeinu v'abeisez v'sevim v'yidav sukkah sarachak b'chak v'abayish v'svinu v'achanuyosh v'shvokim. A store. You have a store in your home. Okay, you have a home, and downstairs you have a store. Opens up into the street. So even though you don't live in the store, I guess since this is an extension of your house and it's royal dira, I'm not exactly sure why. A chanus also not a diras keva. I don't know, he's not explaining. You have to go look at the farshim. But a store, he says, the besuch l'rishus harabim vadai chayel b'mezuzah. Okay, let's go to the halacha vav. Linear staiti.
You go through it from the store
to the house? Okay, that's the reason why. That's posh. That we want. Linear staiti. Divrei Rabbeinu Habeis Yosef HaMepharshim Shekosu Din Dechanuyos Lahalacha Me'oy Tumuim. It's very strange. The din zehu meharamam sham din tes shakasav zeloshana chachanuyos shemeshvakim peturim mibnei she'im kivum ledira ad kan leshem. Okay, so the stores in the streets, if you do not live in this location, you only come here to do business, you're potter min mezuzah, meharamam l'shitasai. The Rambam holds that if it's not royal ledira's adam, meharamam l'shitasai. Okay, you're a real pasuk on the Rambam, but it has your royal ledira's adam. If it's not ledira's adam, for your kelim, it's potter min mezuzah. The kavanasa lefi she'chitasai, his opinion. According to the Rambam, a storage facility for all of your merchandise is potter. We don't pass like that. We pass in that storage facility is a chayim mezuzah. A store. What?
You adapt in a store in the back.
Napping is not living. Now you nap in the street. Nap on the subway also. Okay, you nap in shir. I mean, what else is a shir for? And to get a good nap. So the chayv harei loy guria chanus mi beis oitzah. Sharei sechayim munach sham tamid. The mefarshim tavsu the mishum dira sarai potter the ain akein. So what's the lumnus? Lumnus because the store is dira sarai. That's incorrect. V'raya luzed harama mikoydim kasev din sukkah v'svina v'kasev atam shein zed dira skeva v'zel l'shon v'tlfi shein katsu l'yura skeva. U'v'chanuyas kasev l'fi shein kavuam l'dira k'loymar l'diras odam elo l'schoyra. So he seems to be saying over here is that a chanus is a diras adam, a store. If a person can't live in his house because they're painting or whatever the reason, so he can live in a store. A store, it seems to be to some degree is a dira. It's royal dira. It's not like a boat. A boat is not royal dira. You can't live in a boat. You can't live in a plane. But a chanus, it just happens to be this when you do your business. It's not a base oitzer. A base oitzer is purely, it's not royal adiru, period. A base oitzer, storage facility, is not royal adiru. There's no bathroom, there's no plumbing, there's no heat, there's no air conditioning. You can't live there. But in your store, you got it all. You got a bathroom, you have heat, you have everything. Why don't you live there? I have a better place to live. But when push comes to shove, you can live there. So therefore, he seems to be saying over here that a store be'emes will be chayven mezuzah, especially according to us who paskin, that you don't even need to be, it doesn't have to be roi ledira, or roi le'oitzer would be enough. I'm reading between the lines.
A
that's
Winnebago, you have to put on a mezuzah.
What?
A Winnebago, you have to put on a mezuzah.
What's that?
Motorhome.
Oh, motorhome, an RV.
Yeah.
An RV, L'chariyah. You have it. Okay, before we start, I'll tell you two jokes, and then we'll stop. Two short jokes. I heard it last night. Two jokes, keep you a little entertained. Yakash jokes. Okay, is a yak, anyone have yakas here?
Yeah.
Anyone going to be insulted?
It's a mess for the sake.
Who's going to be insulted? I don't want to be insulted. Okay, so a yakka comes home, he tells his wife, you know what happened today? I came late to Mincha. I missed Ashrei. Baruch Hashem, I was there for Yoshvei. For Yosha. I thought that was great. Okay, the next joke is... Oh, now you're laughing. Okay, now you got it. The next joke is... Yaka wakes up 1 minute late. He wakes up... He goes to sleep 1 minute late. He comes to tell his wife. He comes home from davening. He says, last night I went to sleep 1 minute late. So I woke up in the morning 1 minute late. I made all my hachanis. I was 1 minute late and made all my hachanis to go to davening. I came to davening 1 minute late. I started Pesukei Dezimra 1 minute late. I started Birchas Kriya Shema 1 minute late. I started Shmoyne Esrei 1 minute late. I finished Shmoyne Esrei 1 minute late. And I'm the Gabbai Tztoka doing Chazaras Hashatz, so I started going around with the Pushka 1 minute late. And after davening, I noticed all the quarters were on the floor. Okay, let us take a short break.